Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 16.
Number 16.
That's right, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And this is being recorded on Thursday, December 29th, 2005.
All right.
All right, this is our last podcast of the year.
Yeah. And 16 of them. We've done 4 months of these already.
4 months since September.
This is a fun idea, and I'm glad you came up with it. I'm glad we're doing it.
This was fun.
It's a really good time.
Yeah.
So what'd you get for Christmas?
Oh, I got a few cool things.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got some Red Wing stuff.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a new jersey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Pavel Datsyuk.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
Yep. I got a dartboard, some miscellaneous iPod accessories, and some other stuff.
I got bumper nuts.
Yeah,
from
so
you.
So did I.
little did I know that, you know, when I thought about getting some for you after our first podcast, when we mentioned that, that you'd be going out the next day and ordering a set for me. So it was a nice surprise to get the exact same thing on Christmas.
That was funny because as I was opening that on the air, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, I got him the same thing.
Same color.
Hey,
we got matching bumper nuts.
Bumper nuts. See, mine are hanging up on the wall over there.
Mine are going to hang up on my bar, and they're going to be for all to see on my New Year's Eve party, which I got to go home and get ready for when we're done here. But great gift. I got some Craftsman gift cards because I want to buy some stuff for the garage. And
awesome.
Some clothes and miscellaneous things here and there, a little bit of cash from the father-in-law. I can always use that to, you know, put gas in my tank.
Of course.
And that's about it. It's overall a pretty good Christmas.
Yeah,
I think everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So you bought yourself a Christmas present just yesterday, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah, why don't we let Motor City Nova 572 tell us all about that, or at least lead us into it. And, well, here it is.
Chris, I just seen your new Corvette that you got on Motown Muscle. What the hell's up with you getting rid of the Caddy, man? Let us know on the podcast. By the way, this is Motor City Nova 572. Talk to you guys later.
So you sold the Cadillac.
I sold the Caddy.
And you bought a vet.
Yep. I've been looking at vets for a couple months now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ever since you drove the Z06 that one time last summer?
Yeah, I've been looking at them.
Well,
so I was pretty interested in it, but, you know, I really love my Caddy, but, oh, God, that wheel hop was just killing me.
You're going to get that in the Corvette, too. But
dude, the wheel hop is nowhere near as bad in the Corvette as it is in the Caddy.
You already tried it?
Oh, yeah.
And you got how many miles on the car now?
12.
Way to start it. Kick ass.
That's right.
So there it's going to sit until spring, huh?
Yeah, it's going to sit in my garage till spring.
It's okay. We'll whip it out, throw some Zeno on it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Zeno.
Zeno.
1 day left for the Zeno contest
in
the Show and Shine section.
Right.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, head over to the Show and Shine section.
Get in there now.
Yeah, because we're going to be giving away a Zeno prize pack, and it's pretty easy. All you got to do is follow the instructions, well, to the letter, but it's still easy.
Yep.
And we're going to be declaring a winner just tomorrow night, so definitely get in on that.
All right.
And among other cool things, let's talk about the year in review.
That's right.
What's happened in the past year on CamaroZ28.com?
Oh, well, this has been a pretty big year for us.
I think so.
We're just checking the statistics here, and we've added close to 9,000 new members in this year alone.
This year alone,
and over 1,000 in this month alone.
Wow.
And the month's not even over with yet.
Well, so that tells you the site is always growing like it always has been,
yeah.
And we're always really happy to see things like that.
I'm assuming the new news has something to do with the more than double increase in membership.
for the 1 month mark?
For the 1 month mark.
That's pretty cool, and
yeah.
That train's going to keep rolling,
yep.
I guess.
Absolutely.
Can't come up with a better term than that.
So
things are definitely going to be getting bigger and better as time goes on.
Yeah.
So what else happened? We already talked about the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
We started that in September.
Yeah, we upgraded the server.
Yeah, that was a nightmare, but
that
we
was
got
a
it
nightmare,
all straightened
but
out.
It had to be done, and we should be good for another 3 years.
Excellent.
5 years, you know, it's in the 5-year plan.
We got a stout server, so we should be fine.
Yeah, you know, the newest version of vBulletin, you know, we upgraded to, and you know, turned on image posting again, which seems to be working out pretty good
and
for the
so
most
far,
part.
So far, putting faith in the members to govern themselves accordingly has not come back to bite us. And well, it's great. You know, people can post the images that they want.
Yeah.
I don't personally see the difference between posting a link and posting it inline, but hey, they wanted it, so we decided to give them another shot.
Right, yeah. I think the biggest news of the year is the return of the Camaro.
Yeah, or at least the concept that they're going to be
right.
pulling out this, just, wow, how many days left?
12? No, I think it's like 14.
14? Hey, close enough.
15 or 14 days.
So we're a couple of weeks away from the world being able to see the future.
Right.
What could be. What could be the future Camaro.
Yeah. So. The counter's on the front page of the website with the countdown.
Right, and that counts down to the public unveiling of it.
Yeah.
So anybody coming to Detroit, that's how many days you got left to get here.
That's right. And weather's been pretty decent around here, so...
Most of the snow's gone.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, that was a bitch.
Absolutely. I pulled a few more statistics from our message board.
Let's hear them.
Our top poster is Engineer with 20,638 posts.
Fred, the engineer, is a big help on the board. Especially,
a huge help.
Especially in the tech sections,
yeah,
man.
Fred
he knows
is awesome.
Stuff.
Fred is awesome. I can't thank him enough
for
the work he puts into it.
Absolutely.
We have our most popular forum, which is the lounge.
Yeah. And you know, I kind of hate to hear that because, you know, we like people to take advantage of the technical resources, but that's where everybody goes when they're all teched out.
Right. And then we have a most replied to thread and a most viewed thread. The most replied to thread is, it's called College Station / Brian Roll Call in the Texas Forum. So I don't know what that's all about. I don't think I ever looked at that thread.
I don't either, but we better take a look at it to make sure it's not getting nutty.
And the most viewed thread is a thread titled Whacked Out Online Riddle in the Lounge.
Yeah, that's from a while ago.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I don't remember the details, but we'll have to just find it and maybe revisit it. Yeah. I'm sure somebody will after listening to this.
I'm sure they'll bring it back to the top.
So, we really got to thank all of our sponsors for the past year. They keep the site alive and help us pay the bills.
Right.
And last but not least, got to thank the members for making it
of
what
course.
It is.
Yeah.
And so thank you all for taking part in that. And here's to another year, right?
That's right. Another year.
Another
8 years down. We got more to go.
Yeah, well, 8 years for the message board.
8 years for the message board.
Next year is the 10-year mark for the site. So
what else we got to cover here?
Well, last time we talked about how people got into cars. We wanted people to call in or write in and tell us how, just in general, what got them started in cars in the first place.
Yeah, we got a huge response to this.
Right, well, you posted in the lounge, and that's where it got the most response. So we're going to read a few of the responses. It kind of seems that the dad
getting the son involved in cars.
Exactly.
About, is predominant.
About, what, 85% of the responses?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's one from Blue89 Bird. He says, growing up, my dad restored a 67 Mustang GT convertible. My uncle had a 57 Chevy wagon with about 800 horsepower, as well as a 56 T-Bird and now a 67 Firebird. My grandfather had a 66 Mustang convertible we bought at Carlisle. Since I was old enough to walk, my dad took me to car shows, Englishtown, Carlisle, local cruise nights, etc. I probably really became an enthusiast when I bought my first car, though, my 89 Firebird. I saw it and I knew I had to have it. Loved that car, it was just too slow, and so came the addiction.
Yep. The addiction that everybody has.
It's like crack.
I know, absolutely.
It's a disease, it's a sickness. Why don't you read one?
Yeah. This one comes from Drive XR7. He says, I got into cars because my dad was really into them. He bought the Cougar when it was brand new with cash, and I remember him saying over and over, I can't believe I own this car.
We've all been there.
Yep. I was a wee kitty at the time. He bought a 1970 Triumph TR6, and I was loving rolling around in it, but sadly, the frame is rotting out. Since he passed away in 93, I told myself I'd keep both cars as long as I live. I got into F-bodies because Chuck was really into them, and I respected the power they made.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's a neat story. It's kind of a legacy for just about every guy, you know, to carry that on.
Right.
Here's one from Kurtong. Took a ride in my friend's 86 Grand National, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
how many of us can say that?
Yeah, I can go along with that one.
All you gotta do is sit in a fast car and have somebody put the loud pedal down to the floor, and you go, oh crap, I'm into this.
Yep.
And then we got another one we just gotta read.
Yeah.
This is posted by Keymaker. I actually do not know anything about F-bodies or cars in general. I just came here because my friend used to come to this forum. I stuck around because I got bored, haha.
Well, I'm glad you stuck around, Keymaster.
Yeah, and keep sticking around because you'll know more about F-bodies than you can imagine. So, once again, the thread's in the lounge if you want to participate in it. Or if you want to give us a call and leave us a message, we'll incorporate it right into the podcast.
Absolutely.
Chris, what's that number?
The number is 586-486-3182.
Yep.
Give us a call.
Yep. I got to thank my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to remember your dad on Father's Day. This what is it? June something.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's we like got. 1 month after Mother's Day.
That's why we got the Mac Tools Chicky calendar on the wall, so we know when the holidays are. Anniversaries, birthdays.
That's right.
Saturdays. So now that we've kind of covered, you know, the past year, we're going to just touch briefly on maybe what's coming up in 2006.
2006, yep.
We're going to continue to make the site great. As always, that's kind of our vendetta. Probably going to do a couple of little enhancements to the supporting member program, just as our way of saying thanks for helping to support the site, and a couple of other features. And, well, the current design is well, I'm still pretty happy with it, but...
Yep, but it's a little outdated.
It's been
up there for a while.
A couple, 3 years. So we could use something fresh, and, well, maybe something's in the works with that, and hopefully we can maybe make that change in a short amount of time.
Absolutely.
So...
That's going to be great.
And that's, you know, who knows what else the future brings.
Yep.
We're always working
on it. This is going to be a big year for Camaro.
Absolutely.
A big year, and we're going to be there. We're going to be right there.
On the forefront, just like always.
Yep.
Since the day we started this site.
Yep.
I guess that's it for me. Thanks again for being part of us over the past year or years, depending on how long you've been on the site. We see these guys, they post, I've been here for 6 years, I've been here for 8 years. You know, geez, Brent Franker was one of our first members.
Ones, yeah. I can remember the first three members that signed up on the site. Brent Franker.
Uh-huh.
Pro Stock John,
yep.
Z-Base 28.
Yep, and everybody knows Pro Stock John from LS1 Tech.
Yep.
You're welcome, John.
John's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
John's
a great
real
guy.
Good guy.
Good friend to have.
Yep.
So, I'm gonna head on out of here. I got to go and prepare the bar in my basement for the big bash.
New Year's Eve.
Spend a whole day cleaning it, and then
afterwards you'll spend a week cleaning it.
Oh, the debauchery.
Yeah, and the...
Vomit. The humanity. There's not a whole lot of vomit. Well, if there is, it usually makes it into the right place, and I generally don't know about it, but I'm sure it'll happen again. So, everybody have a very, very safe
New Year's Eve.
Don't drink and drive, and as Scott Settlemyer always recommends, please buckle your safety belts. That's what they're there for. Save your life.
That's right.
So, thanks again. I'm out.
Happy New Year.